This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United Nations Rights Chief Volker Turk was shocked and appalled by comments by Israel's finance minister suggesting it might be justified to starve the population of Gaza to free hostages, says his spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence during a press briefing in Geneva.
Such statements, especially by public officials, must cease immediately. They must be investigated, and if found to amount to a crime, must be prosecuted and punished.
Turk's spokesman told reporters that the starvation of civilians as a method of warfare is a war crime. Since the war in Gaza broke out, the humanitarian situation in the besieged Palestinian territory remains dire, with almost all of its 2.4 million population displaced and suffering from food shortages. Dozens of countries, academics, and rights groups have filed legal arguments either rejecting or supporting the International Criminal Court's power to issue arrest warrants in its investigation into the war in Gaza and the October 7th attacks by Hamas in Israel. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The submission filed this week came as a panel of judges considers a request by the court's chief prosecutor for warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and the recently promoted leaders of Hamas. Israel strongly rejects the court's request for warrant for its leaders and insists it adheres to international law and the devastating conflict in Gaza that was triggered by the Hamas-led attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can go to the website voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have agreed to take part next month in a debate. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to a September 10th presidential debate on ABC, setting up a face-off between the Republican and Democratic nominees. The ABC debate will take place on a day her campaign has long stuck to, as the Republican nominee waffled on his commitment.
I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
At a news conference at his Florida residence, the former president proposed additional debates on other networks. Speaking to reporters in Detroit, Harris says she's willing to have a conversation after September 10th about an additional debate. I'm Norman Hall.
Freed in the largest East-West prisoner swap since the Cold War, veteran human rights activist Oleg Orlov speaks about Russia in an interview with the Associated Press. AP correspondent Naeon Kim.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Orlov decried the repression under Vladimir Putin, with people in prison for merely criticizing authorities, not seen since the days of Joseph Stalin. The machine works to sustain itself and can only intensify the repressions and make them harsher. Orlov was sentenced in February for writing an anti-war article. Told to write a request for clemency to Putin, Orlov refused and, to his surprise, was taken to Moscow last month, where he was eventually freed. It was amazing to find yourself on a plane among free people straight from a prison. The 71-year-old is vowing to continue his work to free the many political prisoners in Russia. I'm Naeon Kim.
Russian authorities have evacuated civilians from towns and villages in the Kursk region after a cross-border attack by Ukrainian forces that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Temporary shelters have been set up in the Kursk region and neighboring regions with Russia's Emergencies Ministry overseeing the aid effort. In one of the biggest Ukrainian attacks on Russia of the two-year war, around 1,000 Ukrainian troops rammed through the Russian border in the early hours of August 6, with tanks and armored vehicles covered in the air by swarms of drones and pounding artillery, according to Russian officials. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has canceled a planned trip to Central Asia to lead the government's response after scientists urged people to prepare for a possible megaquake off the country's southern coast. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued its first ever megaquake advisory on Thursday, warning of a possible future major earthquake after a magnitude 7.1 quake shook Kyushu Island earlier in the day and injured 16 people but caused no major damage. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.